Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Here we go.
What up, everybody? It's your girl, Brown Sugar. And tonight, we have celebrity makeup artist, Casey in the house. And we're going to groove tonight. Hey. It's a celebration this week in health, beauty, and fashion. On one of the liveliest shows on Blog Talk Radio, Brown Sugar Radio is in the house. Is in the house. Welcome, welcome. For all of the ladies and gentlemen that are being tuning in at this moment, I know that no one ever shows up on time, so we're going to get it started tonight. And I am so privileged to have an interview today with one of my dearest, I guess you could say, she is a really special person to me. And it's amazing because we've been following each other. Both of us are very busy. For those of you who don't know, I am also a part-time model. So Brown Sugar, I wear many hats. And that's how Casey and I actually linked up. She is in the makeup beauty industry, and I myself, modeling, and she was giving me some pointers. And I just want to tell y'all a little bit about Casey before, as we're actually waiting for her to call in. I certainly just want to say a little bit, share a little bit of information with you all on this special, special day. All right. So let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about celebrity makeup artist Casey. Now, Casey started doing makeup professionally about 6 years ago, but she said, you know, that she has always loved to be prissy and girly and loved anything to do with makeup, okay, and costume. She was a theater major in college and wanted to get into acting. One thing led into another, and she ended up going into makeup school, okay? She said that it started out as a way that she just wanted to make people feel beautiful about themselves, you know, and handsome. After taking a few classes, she realized that she was really good at the makeup. And she learned everything from basic makeup application to different types of decades. Makeup, classic looks, dramatic looks, glamorous looks, you name it, she did it. As well as for TV and film, okay, including prosthetic application. And for those of you who don't know what prosthetic application is, that is the gory stuff, you know, the horror movies kind of stuff, you know, the fake blood and cuts. So she's been blessed with, you know, some excellent jobs and working for some excellent companies. And she just said, you know, she wanted to share a little bit of love and just, you know, help people to feel good about themselves, right? So she's worked at companies such as Playboy, Nike, Universal Pictures, GameStop, or just to name a few, okay? And she said that she's found that a professional attitude gets her a whole lot further in life than, you know, your written background. And I believe it because it's all about what you dream, what you believe that you can achieve. You'll achieve it. So she was saying, you know, people don't realize how their attitude can make or break them. From the beginning, Casey has always wanted to work with people. And she's been taking permanent makeup classes. And, you know, I think that that permanent makeup thing, you know, I don't know about that permanent makeup thing, but hey, if y'all like it, I love it. So, you know, she was just saying how she wants to try this, you know, eventually she'd like to know more about special effects makeup and combine it with what she's learning in her permanent makeup class. Also, too, she wants to work with burn survivors as well. So, interesting, you know? Hey, I heard you started trying to find it. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and do my shout-out at this time. My shout-out, three chicks on the list. We got Saitama's Finest in the house. We got CC. That's what's up. And let's see here in my other chat room. Y'all know I got two chat rooms. Brown Sugar trying to do a big over here. So, you know what? I don't know about that permanent makeup thing, y'all, but hey. If y'all really want to get into that, like tattoos and stuff, you know, I believe in putting tattoos in a place where can't nobody see it but you and your man. You know what I mean? I don't know about having tattoos all over. So when you, you know, at work and you have stockings on and people see your tattoos all on your legs. Or I don't know. That's just me. I guess I'm just conservative brown sugar, huh? I don't know. It is what it is. But certainly what we're doing at this time is we are awaiting Casey to arrive, and I was sharing a little bit for those of you that are just joining us about Casey's background. She's worked at Playboy, not as a model, but as a makeup artist. Nike, Universal Pictures, and GameStop, just to name a few places. And Casey's just doing her thing. And so, you know, Casey and I go back. We've been knowing each other for a couple of years now. And for those of you, like I shared earlier, who don't know, your girl Brown Sugar is a part-time model, part-time radio DJ, full-time mama. Look, what don't we do, right? You know, women, we wear so many hats. Huh. So, I don't know, y'all. Three chicks on lit. They say they scared of, they scared of makeup. They scared of the permanent makeup. That do sound scary, don't it? I don't know. I mean, permanently having my eyes blacked in like Cleopatra the rest of my life? I don't know, y'all. I don't even know. But, I mean, just imagining a needle going in my eyeballs. I couldn't see it happening. What's happening, guest 4168? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I see you're a new listener. So, while we're waiting for Casey to arrive, I want to talk about some of the shows, shows that are my personal favorites, who are actually some of the guests that are in my chat room. And, you know, Shy, you know you my home girl. You know I got to give it up for you. You know I love your show, Mama. She's doing her thing, girl. Got the TV going on, YouTube video. Y'all check her out at Chi-Town's Finest on Blog Talk. She's doing it up. And then Three Chicks on Lit. Now, I'm going to tell you, Three Chicks on Lit. That is literature, okay? It ain't supposed to be nothing crazy, so don't y'all fellas out there be thinking nothing crazy. It's Three Chicks on Literature, but they have it short for Three Chicks on Lit. And I like that name. That's hot to me. And they have just an incredible reading program. Well, not a program, but a show on books. Now, y'all let me know in the chat room when you hear this. Are the books strictly for urban culture books that you're reading? Are you reading all types of books? But nevertheless, they're books that they read. I was listening to one of their shows, and I actually am in a book club myself. What's going on, Urban South Radio? What's happening? We are waiting for Casey to arrive. And so you know what I'm going to do is I'm waiting for Three Chicks on a Lit to respond so that we can shout out what their show is all about. But you know, it's just an incredible show. They read a book and they come back and discuss it. It kind of reminds me of Oprah, how Oprah did they thing. You know how Oprah Winfrey has her book of the month or book of the week or whatever? So they doing it big. Then we got Urban South Radio. Urban South Radio, he does his thing. And they have hip-hop, R&B. Y'all want to check them out. CC just started. He's a new host to Blog Talk Radio. CC just, you know, started his thing, and I think it's all good. It's all good. So, I definitely, what we're going to do is, while we're waiting for Casey to arrive, I may need to make a phone call. She may have lost the call-in number, and it happens. It certainly happens because we are already 10 minutes into the show. So, you know what we're going to do is, while I am locating my guest, because she should have called in by now, bless her heart, hope nothing came up, we're going to go into a quick commercial.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
Dear Diary, starting in 2008, I resolved to lose 50 pounds by March and get the body I want. And I also want to... who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother. Do you realize you've made that same resolution for the past 5 years? Why don't you join Dee's life and change your life altogether?
What do you mean, change my life altogether?
With Dee's life program, not only would you lose those 50 pounds, but you will gain an entirely new lifestyle that will definitely get you out of the old and into the new.
Yeah, but how do I know it'll work?
There's only one way to find out. Go to www.dslifenow.com. And join now.
Well, I should get started right now. And besides, I heard her programs are really awesome.
You bet they are. So let's get started so we don't have to have the same conversation in 2009.
Join D's Life Detox Program now. Go to www.dslifenow.com. That's www.dslifenow.com.
Creation. Need to hook up your MySpace page? Or you need that official fly for this special event of yours? 2D Creations, graphic and web design. 2D Creations, bring your visions to life for very low prices. We also design websites, album covers, and offer photography sessions as well. PB Creations, www.pbcreations.com. That's Creations with a Z. Let us bring your vision to life.
All right. All right, y'all, we are back, and I am locating my special guest for the evening. So unprofessional. But we're going to keep it rolling on Brown Sugar Radio. Y'all know stuff happens, and so I definitely don't know what is going on. But you know what? I am going to go ahead and get into a little bit of celebrity gossip. You know, while we're waiting, I did send a message to her. Something must have came up, because this is not like Casey. I'm going to tell you, she is a very... reliable person, and so I'm thinking she maybe had the wrong calling number. So anyway, we're going to keep it rolling. Now, thinking about the RASB case, okay, we're going to get into that a little bit. A little Hollywood gossip. You know, I don't know what to think about that. I mean, I just don't know. The latest now that I've been told is, hold on, let me get my apologize music. Okay. Now, y'all know he apologized, okay, to Chris Stokes. And, you know, said the whole thing was made up. He didn't mean to do it. Whoop-de-woo-woo. Okay? And it was all just a bunch of nonsense. Right? So, I don't know. I really don't know what to think. Because allegedly now, okay, it's been rumored that RASB was forced by some Compton Bloods to read a script that was provided by Chris Stokes in order to, you know, be paid off, supposedly, right? That's the rumor. Rumor has it. So y'all tell me your thoughts about that at this time. Oh, you know what? Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. That's my introduction. Casey.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. I said, where is she? Did I lose her?
No, I called in like 5 times, and it just kept putting me on hold.
That's what's going on. Okay, and you know what? This switchboard has really been bugging these last few shows that I have had. I've had people tell me they've called in and that their line was busy, and, I mean, just crazy stuff going on. So I just want to say welcome, girl. I was reading your bio and everything, and I know you missed that part, but I'm glad you're here now. That's what matters.
Thank
so.
You.
Yes, girl. Welcome, welcome. We have the listeners in the chat room anxiously awaiting your arrival tonight. And before we get started, I have to welcome you, Brown Sugar style. We want to welcome you on in with a round of applause.
Thank you, thank you.
So how you doing tonight, girl? What's going on?
I'm doing really good. Not much is going on. I just have a nice evening off.
Okay, I know that's right. Well, I was telling them a little bit about how you worked for Playboy and Nike and GameStop. And, I mean, girl, the list just goes on and on. Paramount Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just want to give you much love. Universal Pictures, my bad. And I just said, wow, you know, you just truly have an incredible resume. And so you're joining us now. For those of you who are new to Brown Sugar Radio, like I told you, Casey and I go way back. I was telling them a little bit about our history, how we've known each other for about 2 years now, huh? Maybe
yeah,
three?
Yeah, it's been about that long. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, yes. And so, you know, Casey's doing her thing in the makeup industry. Now, you completed your permanent makeup class, correct?
Yes, I did.
All right, yes. Mm-hmm. So since the last time we talked, I know at that moment you were going through it, and some of the listeners in the chat room were kind of like, ooh, that sounds like it hurts. And even myself, you know, I'm thinking, how can I get, you know, a needle up to my eye, you know? Isn't it like a tattoo?
Yeah, it's exactly like a tattoo. It's different ink, though. It's it's a different kind of ink. It's safer, mm-hmm. you know, for those areas.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah, it's tattooing the makeup on.
Okay, all right. So
I have a few tattoos myself, and I had my eyebrows tattooed, and it was much easier than my other tattoos.
Wow.
It's uncomfortable, but it's not. It doesn't hurt, and around the eyes, you go through a lot of numbing. So. Yeah, it's not like putting a needle in your eye.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm sitting here like, I couldn't do it, could not do it. Well, definitely, like I said, I just wanted to show you some love tonight and kind of find out, catch up a bit, share with the listeners some beauty tips for tonight. And this week, I have dedicated it to health, beauty, and fashion for all of my loyal listeners this week. And I most definitely want to say thank you for contributing to that, because we're going to learn some beauty tips tonight. And so, now, I got to ask you, is your favorite celebrity still Cher?
Yes. I think it'll be my favorite celebrity till the day I die. Oh, I love Cher since I was teeny, teeny, tiny, and I will always love Cher.
Oh, see, now that's real love right there.
Yeah,
okay.
I grew up. My mom was a total hippie, and I grew up so girly. My mom never curled her hair, never wore makeup, and she blames all of my love for makeup and costumes and fashion on Cher.
Oh, look at that, huh? Yeah, okay.
That must be where I got it, because I didn't get it from her.
Okay. So what would you say would be one of your beauty secrets that you'd like to share with us this evening?
I think, there's a lot of things I think that are important, but one thing is taking care of your skin.
Okay.
Good skin, you need less makeup. And even though I'm a makeup artist, the less makeup you use on a person is always looks the best. So, and
true.
I think people are so hard on their skin. There's so many people that tell me they just wash their face with hand soap, and that's not okay.
Yeah,
it's not okay.
True.
I can always tell when I touch somebody's face if they're taking care of their skin or not. And good skin will always be reflected.
Skin don't lie. Do it, girl. The skin do not lie.
No. And your skin, you know, nobody wants to age, but
right.
A lot of people who are complaining about looking older are the same people that don't take care of their skin.
And I, like I said, being in the modeling industry, know all about skin. And as much as it irks me to get up and wash my face before I go to bed, share with them, you know, warnings, but some of the, you know, effects that can happen when you sleep with makeup on at night.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst thing ever. Because your skin, you know, your body repairs itself at night anyway. I mean, like, everything, that's why sleep is so important and why you look so bad if you haven't gotten much sleep. But your toxins clean out, your body cleans out toxins, and when you have makeup on, it keeps things from being able to clean out of your pores. That's why you can wake up in the morning and a lot of people are so oily or greasy. It's because your skin is actually cleaning itself out at nighttime. Mm. And so when you have makeup on, you prevent things from actually cleaning out. Not only that, but sleeping with your mascara. Mascara can cause your eyelashes to fall out. So a lot of people that say, oh, I used to have beautiful lashes, you know, I don't know what happened. It's usually those are the people that sleep with their makeup on. It's really important, and I use I have a lot of my friends using it too. But I just use a cream cleanser, which is like a cleansing milk or a cleansing lotion.
You can say what brand, Casey. That's fine.
The one that I prefer. I've used a lot of different ones. And there's some inexpensive brands are good. I have an inexpensive brand in my kit, but for me, I like Christian Dior. I like the Christian Dior, the cleansing milk. That's my favorite. If you're used to a foaming cleanser, you're not going to really like a cream cleanser in the beginning. It takes a week or two to get used to it, because basically what it does is it leaves the oils, and I mean it leaves the moisture in your skin when you wash your face. So when you're done washing your face, you don't have that tight, dry feeling. It's still, you feel like you still have a residue or something, and that's just the moisture being left in your skin. So after a week or two, your body will stop producing as much oil to compensate for the lack of moisture, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so if you're oily, you're going to be less oily. If you're dry, you're going to be less dry because the moisture is left in your skin. And if you're normal, you're just going to stay normal. But you use it dry hands, dry face, and you can tissue it off. So if you've had a late night out at the club, you can just crawl in your bed and wash your face in the bed. I've done it before.
And it's important because what I learned, and this is what my makeup artist taught me down here in Vegas, she said every night that you go to sleep with makeup on, it ages your face 7 days. So, you know, she said it's 7 days it ages. So she was like, sugar, you got to take that makeup off.
Yeah.
I was bad. Ooh, I was bad. And finally, I just...
Especially since a lot of people don't use really good quality makeup. I mean, just face it, the majority of people, and probably the majority of your listeners and whatever, most of my friends just use, you know,
right.
inexpensive foundations and powders and stuff like that. So that really wreaks havoc on your skin, and you got to get it off if you're not, you know, unless you have to look pretty in your sleep, you don't need it.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And I feel like this, too. Oh, by the way, 817, I do see you holding there. What we're going to do for my new listeners, how we operate on Brown Sugar Radio, the first 30 minutes of the segment, I conduct a one-on-one interview, and then the second half of the segment is when I open up the phone lines. However, you're more than welcome to remain on the line, and certainly at that halfway point, you can ask any questions that you have for my guest this evening, okay? And so just want to recognize you, let you know I do see you there. I want to say what's up also to Philly, JBT, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I see you just joined us. And so now we're going to get into speaking of, you're saying, inexpensive cosmetics and cleansers, okay? Mm-hmm. And the difference between quality and the ones that are, you know, I don't want to say cheap, but that's the only word I can think
cheap.
Of right now.
cheap. It's okay. Because sometimes cheap is okay. Sometimes cheap
okay.
is good.
All right, let's get into that.
As far as, like, what is okay to use and what's best to spend money on?
Right. What would you recommend for those people that we call them the ballers on the budget, okay? Mm-hmm. And they just truly, they can't afford the Lancome or Estee Lauder or Fashion Fair or whatever. They want to, you know, go to Walmart and get a decent, fairly decent skincare program. Then I'd like for you to recommend maybe a couple of the higher-end price, you know, cosmetics and skincare
right.
products.
Okay, well, to start out, a lot of high-end makeup, I mean, it's just marketing, you know, a lot of the, so you can buy the less expensive or the cheap makeup and be getting, you know, basically just as good. Like Lancome and L'Oreal are the same company.
Okay.
I find L'Oreal is my favorite drugstore brand. I swear by their mascara. So, you know, the Lancome mascara wins all kinds of awards and it's everybody's favorite, but my favorite is the L'Oreal mascara.
Okay.
I actually did work for L'Oreal this summer for about a month. They were here at the Texas State Fair, and I did a month with them, and I learned a lot about their products. I already loved them, but I learned a lot more. And there are, I mean, I don't always, you know, I have two different foundations that I wear. I have one when I'm going out and I'm going to have, like, maybe have pictures done or, you know, be somewhere where people are going to be taking pictures. I'll wear a really good brand of foundation. I usually wear Smashbox. Because I like powder foundation. Smashbox, I also really like Jane Iredale. Jane Iredale is a mineral makeup, and it's you can really only find it in spas or dermatologist office. But
okay.
For anyone with, like, skin problems, Jane Iredale is it's literally amazing. Like, after 2 weeks wearing it, your skin is totally different. But not everyone can afford it. You know, it is a little more expensive. So if you have the extra money and you want to treat yourself and you want to buy one good product, I'd say your foundation is something you really need to spend money on because that covers your whole face. But when I'm, you know, I'll wear the Smashbox when I go out just because it photographs better. I don't know if any of your listeners have the problem of, especially when you're darker complected, you get, I'm really, really, really white. So when people take pictures of me, my face doesn't really change color. Where I know a lot of my friends who are tan or black or Mexican, when they get their pictures done, their face comes out like a weird ashy color or kind of green, and the rest of their body looks like a good normal color. And that's just your makeup reflecting the light. So we
call
it
one of the best. That's how you and I connected. I remember when I had approached you, and I said, Casey, I need, you know, to know what foundation, because that was my problem as far as in the beginning when I started modeling. I didn't have a professional. I didn't let me back up here. I did not know the importance of investing in having a professional makeup artist at the time. So when I first began my modeling career, I was using
pretty much just whatever. And then when my photo shoots would come out, I would get exactly what you just described, which was the assy look. Okay, then you would see the line. Everyone's dreading that line from the jawline to the neck, and, you know, it's just horrible. So finally I said, okay, I need to invest in quality cosmetics. I need to invest in a quality skincare system because of the fact that it truly improves the way that you look. Although we are going to get into Photoshop tonight, because I don't want, and that's one of the things you did stress to me, you know, you're like, sugar, a lot of that stuff you're seeing, those girls are Photoshopped. However, it's important to make sure that you take care of yourself, you know, just for health reasons. But absolutely, you're the one that recommended me to Shadowbox. I absolutely love it. It's pricey at times, but, you know, I feel like it's an investment in myself, and it makes me feel good about me. Real quick, I want to welcome some more listeners to the chat room. We have guest 4271, and then we have an hour to empower. Welcome, brand new listeners to Brown Sugar Radio. We have celebrity makeup artist Casey here joining us tonight, giving us some tips on beauty. And so I already know your favorite mascara was L'Oreal. We had talked about that previously. And I actually went out and bought it because all this time I had been buying another brand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just think it's absolutely amazing because it's not nowhere near as expensive as Lancome. I would get the pencils one, you know what I mean, the lengthening one.
Right.
And, oh, my gosh, it was like half the price and still did just as good. Sometimes
find it
in the chat room. Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm laughing because one of the listeners in the chat room, she said Photoshop does wonders.
Oh, yeah, Photoshop does do wonders and nothing is real. But at the same time, I have a photographer that loves working with me because he says he has to do very little Photoshop to the models when I'm done with them. So that's
okay.
Always a compliment. And see, yes, like you were saying, if your makeup is right, you have less to Photoshop, and you do need to take care of yourself. But
mm-hmm.
when we were talking about the foundation, there is L'Oreal has a line called True Match, and
okay.
It's like a whole range of colors. They have powder and liquid foundations, and that's the cheap stuff that I wear, like on a day-to-day basis when I'm just running out to the store, if I'm just, you know, I don't really need to make sure I'm completely perfect because it's not going to photograph if you're doing like a photo shoot or something like that, or if you're out with all your
Absolutely.
Girlfriends, or if you're getting married, you want to use something a little better. But
Absolutely.
For day-to-day wear, I love the L'Oreal, and they also have the mineral makeup, which is really nice for people that want a really natural look. So L'Oreal
all
is
right.
all around my favorite.
Okay. Shoot, most definitely. We have a question from one of the listeners in the chat room, Chi-Town's Finest, wants to know, Casey, is it really necessary to always buy the more expensive makeup rather than hitting the makeup in Walgreens or CVS?
No, and that's just what we're talking about is that
okay.
I have, and my personal makeup is just as big as my kid, but I buy the really good foundations for important things, you know, when I'm going to dinner, when I'm going out, and when I really want to feel like I look really pretty. And on you know, regular day-to-day, I use the cheaper stuff because I can't afford, you know, I make
right.
good
I
money
you.
With what I do, but I can't
right.
afford it either.
And right. I hear you.
The only thing with the expensive, like the pricier, let's just say that the higher ticket eyeshadows and those kind of products, is that you're going to get more pigment and your
okay.
product is going to last longer. So sometimes
okay.
it really does pay because you're going to, I found that like I was using an inexpensive blush and I went out and I bought a Chanel blush, and my Chanel blush, literally using it every single day, that blush
yeah.
lasted me 2 years. And, you know, it was, what, like $36 for the blush. But in 2 years' time, I would have bought 8 or 9, you know, cheaper
right.
brushes and spent the same amount. So you're saving yourself
yeah.
trouble sometimes. And if you just buy one or two, you know, more expensive items, like I said, foundations are important.
Okay.
That'll make you feel good, because spending money on yourself when it comes to cosmetics, it always makes me feel good. It makes me feel prettier for some reason. And a lot of times the products do go on a lot better. They blend
right.
better. They wear better. Yeah, so some of the products, yes, it does matter. And other products, you know, if you're just wearing it day-to-day to work and it doesn't really matter, use the cheap stuff and then, you know, invest in, like, a better foundation for when you go out and want to really look.
When you go out as things, absolutely. I agree in that. And we're going to go ahead and start taking calls at this time. But before I do that, I am going to ask all of the callers to be respectful to my guests this evening, okay? You know, the old motto, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. So do not call and be disrespectful tonight, okay? By all means, I do appreciate her taking the time tonight to show Brown Sugar Radio some love. And so we're going to go ahead and take this caller that's been patiently waiting. I do appreciate 817. You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening? 817? Hello? Okay, they must be calling.
They waited all that time for nothing.
Yeah, wait. Well, you know what happens? A lot of my listeners, and I think this is what's going on with this particular one, they call in because they're not at a computer, or the computer may not be working at the time, so they'll call into the show so they can still hear it, what's going on. They don't want to miss the show. And if you're listening, just let me know when I bring you on the air, just say I'm listening, and that way I won't pull you up. But for those of you who want to call and have any questions about cosmetics or the beauty industry, you're more than welcome to give Casey a call at 646-716-8697, 646-716-8697, and ask any questions you have in regards to the beauty industry. 813, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Good evening, ladies. This is Chi-Town's Finest.
Hey, Chi, how you doing, girl?
I'm good. I am so glad you're having this conversation, because let me tell you, I am, like, the worst at makeup.
Okay.
I stick with the same stuff year after year after year. I was saying earlier in the chat room that I'm a neutral person. I always get neutrals. And the browns, I like chocolates, all of those type of colors. And I don't usually step out of the box, you know, like to get anything like red or anything like that. But one thing that I learned, I had my face done over in April. And by this, he's a famous, I think he represents, I want to say Lancome, but I'm not sure. He's an African-American man, and he's always featured in Essence and Ebony magazine. But he did my face, and he did, quote-unquote, layering. And he told me I cannot just use my press powder. I have to do the concealer, press powder, or the foundation first, then the press powder. And I'm like, that just takes so long.
Right. Well, it lasts longer when you layer it.
But is it necessary to use all of those products, you know, with the liquid foundation, the pressed powder, the other concealer, all of that on your face?
On a daily basis, no. I'll do it to myself, or I always do it when I'm on a job, you know, because it has to last.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I've had people tell me, oh my God, I wore my makeup after the shoot. I wore my makeup and I had it on the next day and it still looked pretty, you know. But that's because it is layered. But for myself, I do it if I really need it to last. If I'm going to a special event or something and I want to look just as good at the end of the night, I will layer it like that because you know, as it wears off, you still have it on. If that makes sense, the first top layer will wear off. You still have it on; it just lasts longer. But for day to day, it is a lot of trouble and it takes a lot of time.
Now,
so unless you really want like a polished look, you don't really.
Now, what do you recommend to take off all of that? Because I always just feel like that stuff is just caking in my pores.
Well, like I said earlier, it's a cream cleanser that I use. I use the Dior's cleansing milk, and that removes even my eye makeup. And I don't know if you've seen my picture or anything, but I wear a lot of eye makeup. And that gets all of it off, and it's easy on my eyes. I've got allergies too, but Victoria's Secret has a really good eye makeup remover. MAC has a really good eye makeup remover. I really like Victoria's Secret's. Theirs is really good. I think it's only like $8 or $9.
Mm-hmm.
And it removes all kinds of makeup. It removes like waterproof and all that. So,
Excellent. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate all of you guys.
And as far as stepping out and using, going for more color other than the chocolates,
mm-hmm.
you really need to. You need to experiment. I do it like if I'm, you know, going to get in the shower, I'll try something new because no one's going to see it and I can practice then. It doesn't matter, you know, mm-hmm. what I go off looking like. Do you have darker skin?
No, I'm brown, like light skin, African-American woman.
Well,
and, you know, chocolates just go with me. My hair is jet
yeah.
black. And,
right.
you know, I do my eyebrows. I always arch my eyebrows and put a little liner on my eyebrows. I am not supposed to be telling y'all my secret.
No.
But that's what this show is all about, girl.
That's
okay.
what I do. And,
right.
you know.
Try a little color. Try some pinks or even try, like, MAC right now has a lot of really beautiful blues.
Ooh, I love MAC.
Try just a little bit, and you can blend it with your chocolate browns.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, you can do your chocolate brown on your eyes like you normally do, and just put like above it, put a little bit of color, and it'll totally change your look, and it'll make you feel like you're not in the same old slump, you know.
Okay.
And it'll be just a little kick to your daily routine.
Okay. One last question. I'm not gonna hog up the line, Ron.
Oh yeah.
But
go ahead. Yeah.
Do you have to? I mean, is it still in or not in to match your eyeshadow with whatever you're wearing?
Some people. I mean, I've been told. I was formally trained, you know, and at mm-hmm. school they said that that's not necessary. But I think if you're wearing, you know, I match it to what I'm wearing.
Okay.
I like to match or at least find, like, the same color kind of family. Like, if I'm wearing red, I like to wear purple because red and purples kind of go together, you know. Or if I'm wearing purple, I'll wear red. You know, just kind of like complementary colors like that. I do match it to my outfits.
Cool.
And I always ask the photographers or whatever what the model or what the talent is going to be wearing because I'm not just going to, you know, you have to match it somewhat.
Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate both of you
thank
tonight.
Thank you. Yes. Most
thank
definitely.
You,
we appreciate you calling in, girl, and showing Casey some love this evening and definitely asking questions that I'm sure some of the other listeners wanted to know. So.
Yes.
All right, Sha. Take
all
care,
right.
Mama.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I have another question from a listener in the chat room. This is coming from the Countess Marna. Hope I said that correctly. I apologize if I didn't. She wants to know, what is the best type of lipstick that will not come off when you eat or drink?
The Countess, that sounds important. I'm going to start calling myself the Countess. So maybe people will respect me a little more.
Okay.
Well, you know, layering is important, especially on lips.
Right.
Take a lip liner. When I do people's makeups, I take a lip liner and I line the entire lip. I fill the whole thing in. That way, when the lipstick or lip gloss starts to wear off, you still have color and you don't have that ring. Also, there are lipsticks that are like made to stay on. You know, they're that are made to wear through everything. You know, like Kiss Proof and Smudge Proof. Those I find tend to be really drying. On the lips, but they do last, and they get a little cakey if you don't keep them moisturized.
Right.
MAC has some, L'Oreal has them. I think all basically the drugstore brands carry them. And I've used them before. I've used them on brides and, you know, stuff like that, and they do really last. Just you have to make sure you keep a gloss or the moisture on top of it. I like to do the moisture stick that comes with it and then add an extra gloss on top because if you do let the moisture or, you know, the moisture that comes with it or the gloss wear off, it'll get really crumbly and flaky and look really bad. But besides that, I think that if you do a lip liner filled in on your entire lip with a little bit of lipstick and a complimentary shade and then a gloss on top, it lasts for a really long time.
Right, okay. All righty. We do have another caller here on the line. And once again, just a reminder, please be courteous to my guest this evening. Yeah. I know I sound like a broken record, Casey, but I have to remind these people, you know. Ralph Cigarrito, I got love for everybody, but, you know, we got a little bit of everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Someone's going to call me and tell me that makeup is a sin or something. I don't know.
You know, call in. No, honey, trust me. We have some callers that do more than that, but God bless them all. We're going to try this 817 again. 817, are you just listening or did you have a question? 817, don't be scared now. Some people are phone shy and they know they're on the radio. They don't want to say nothing. 713, you're on the air with Brown Sugar.
Hello.
713?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good. Makeup is a sin. No, just kidding.
Come on, and I'm going down, I'll tell you.
Oh, wow, who's calling?
This is D-Works calling.
Hey, D-Works, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I just kind of came across the show and, you know, just trying to find some new shows to listen to. So this
all right.
Is far. But I have a question. What recommendation do you have for someone that might be interested in getting into makeup artistry, living on the East Coast?
Okay. There are lots of different ways to go about it. I went to school for it, and I really researched it before I did, because I know there are a lot of ways to get into it. When you're a makeup artist, it's different than being a hairdresser or like an esthetician, because you don't have to have a license
right.
to do it. You can go out, you know, you can go buy a bunch of makeup, go out and call yourself a makeup artist, and, you know, you don't have to be... You don't have to have a license for anything. The only reason why you, the only place you'd have to have a license in most states is to work in a salon. But beyond that, you can work on anything from brides to television shows, you know, and not have a license. You can, I've known, you know, makeup artist friends of mine have gone to school. Like I said, that's what I chose to do because I wanted to learn. I wanted to get product knowledge. I can look at a product and read the ingredients and know if it's going to work on somebody's skin or not, or know if it's going to photograph. And I wanted to know, you know, I wanted to get that knowledge. You can apprentice with somebody, find a makeup artist that you really like or admire their work and ask them if they need an assistant. You can assist them. But the only drawback to that, because I did consider that, is that I don't want to learn somebody else's bad habits, because I'm sure I have enough of my own. But I didn't want to learn somebody else's bad habits, you know. I wanted to learn at a school and be able to develop my own bad habits, I guess. But, you know, I wanted to learn from start to finish and not pick up somebody else's bad habits or misinformation. But I do have a friend that she did assist somebody for a long time, and she's a very good artist. Another way of doing it is if you go to the counters, you know, like go to the Lancome or go to Dior or something in the mall, and if you get hired there, a lot of times they do training. They do training classes and product training, and then you can learn that line and kind of branch out from there. I find when I first started doing makeup, when I first finished school, I actually worked for a couple different lines and in the mall, and I went, I was their guest artist, and I'd go, and that's where I really got a lot of really good practice, because in the mall setting, you get a lot of different faces. You get old people, young people. You don't just get the perfect-faced, you know, beautiful 17, 19-year-old who doesn't have any skin problems whatsoever. I think a really good makeup artist is someone that can make up an 80-year-old woman and make her feel beautiful.
Absolutely.
And that's a good makeup artist. A lot of makeup artists that, you know, only do photo shoots, they're so used to perfect skin and perfect features that they can't do anybody else's makeup. Working in the mall setting, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't want to do that. But really, I feel that that's where I really got it, and that's where I got my technique down. And I can do anybody's face, and usually they're happy. I think for the most part they're happy.
No complaints, huh?
Right.
Okay.
No, not usually.
Okay. Well, you're doing it big with movies and commercials and all that, so you're doing something right.
Yeah, and I went to school. It's very expensive. On the East Coast, where are you at on the East Coast?
New York.
Oh, well, yeah, you've got lots of options as far as school goes. But, you know, if you go online and look up, if you have the money to spend, a lot of them do financing. The school I went to Empire Academy in Costa Mesa in California. And, you know, I spent a lot of money, but I wouldn't have traded that for anything. What I learned most is professionalism, and I don't think that you can, I don't think that that can be learned any other way. You know, the lady that taught at my school was, or that owns the school, was really strict on professionalism. And I think that professionalism is really underestimated, and that can make you or break you, and it'll get you your next job.
Okay.
Your technique can always be improved, but your professionalism, if you're late, if you, you know, gossip on the set, if you, you know, you're not going to get called back.
Mm-hmm. That's some serious information right there. Y'all get
you wear low-cut things. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially working around women, that's got to be hard not to gossip.
No, nobody wants my boobs in their face. Nobody wants. You know, you're up in somebody's face all the time. You have to, you really have to learn, like, how to stand, you know, to make the person in the chair feel comfortable. That's somebody's private space. And a lot of times people who have a name for themselves, celebrities and otherwise, they, or people who think they have a name for themselves, they don't want people in their personal space. So it's a really personal thing. And so a lot of times when you go to school, you do learn little things like that that you might not learn, you know, working in the mall or whatever. But if you don't have the money to spend, get a job at the mall and just practice and put yourself out there. Go on Craigslist and advertise for yourself or look for jobs and just take little things here and there and build yourself up.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. All righty then. And so let's see. Now we have 787. You're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Brown Sugar? What's going on?
What's going on? Is this Six?
Yeah, Six. It's Six on the line. What's up?
What it do, baby?
Chilling. I'm chilling. Yeah, I'm in here in Puerto Rico. You know, right from New York. I heard you from New York. That's what's up. Yo, both of y'all, I mean, you know, no disrespect intended, of course, but both of y'all have some sexy-ass voices, for real.
That's cute.
That's why the gentleman's calling.
Yeah. Okay, you're like, what do you got to do with makeup, huh? You don't have a question, though, don't you, Six?
Yeah, I do. Now, I have my first photo shoot. Congratulate me this Saturday. Thank you. No, let's stop.
Yeah,
I'm a graphic artist. I'm getting into the music. I'm working on a demo right now, and I'm doing the photo shoot to kind of expand into the entertainment in one rep, and, you know, at the same time, you know, get some commercial photos to, you know, use for my music as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a photo shoot this Saturday. I want to keep my face clear, and I mean especially down here in Puerto Rico where it's hot all the time, consistent. My face doesn't, I mean, it's not bad, but it kind of breaks out every here and there, and it's real oily face, you know what I mean?
Right.
So want to see if you have any tips, any kind of how to work that, especially before a photo shoot, you know, the same week.
I'm really glad that you called, because I think a lot of guys totally downplay how important it is to keep your skin looking good. And I always say, you know, like, I have friends that, guys that say, I'm not gay, I don't need to take care of my skin. I'm like, why do you think gay guys look so good when they're, you know, when they're older? Because they do take care of their skin, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to look good. I think everyone wants to look good. What do you wash your face with?
You know what's funny is last week, or like a couple of weeks ago, I was using Clearasil for my face, and that was actually, I would wash it, and a couple hours later, my face is oily again, and I didn't understand why.
I'll tell you why. It's because you're pulling moisture out of your skin. A lot of times people with oily skin or people who break out a lot think that if they dry it up, it dries up the oil, which really what it does is it dries up your skin, but then your skin produces more oil to compensate for it. So you get more oily. And that's probably what your problem was, is you're drying it up, but then it's dry for a couple hours, and then it gets extra oily. And what are you using now?
What's been working is I'll wash my face maybe once a day with bar soap, and the rest of the day I'll just, you know, kind of rinse my face off.
Okay, rinsing your face off is fine. Bar soap is not. If you go to the store, you're in Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if they have, what's the drugstore? Aveeno? I think it's Aveeno. They have a skincare line, and that's also Pond or Neutrogena. They have cleansing milk or cleansing lotions that don't smell really girly, and you just use it dry hands, dry face, and clean your face, you know, rub it in really good, and then rinse it off. You can put it on your face, rinse it off when you get in the shower, and it'll leave the moisture in your skin. And so in a couple days, you won't be as oily. Your skin, it takes a couple days for your skin to adjust to it. So and you won't feel as oily, and it's much easier on your skin than a bar of soap. And I think you'll find your skin will be a lot softer too. So you'll be less oily, and you'll be a lot softer. As far as a photo shoot goes, they can Photoshop out any of your blemishes if you have blemishes. But an alcohol-free toner, just make sure it's alcohol-free. It'll say it on the front, you know, because most products advertise that they're alcohol-free. Just go over your face with a cotton ball and some alcohol-free toner. That'll help remove some of the excess oil and some of the grime or dirt that's probably breaking you out. And when you get your pictures done, make sure... For guys, you guys always overlook this. Make sure your eyebrows are groomed nice. Make sure your eyebrow hairs are all going the same direction. And if you need to powder in your ears too, because guys' ears are always shiny.
Right. And I'm so glad that you made that point about the eyebrows, because I'm going to tell you, that is something that I learned. That your eyebrows, they frame your face. It is so important to make sure they are well-groomed. I don't know how many times you see people, especially, I hate to say it, but men, you know, because they have that unibrow. They feel like, oh, I don't need to get my eyebrows squeezed. That's girly. But it makes you even that much more attractive. If y'all want to be a player and have all kind of women, groom your eyebrows. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Not too much. Not too much or we'll laugh
at you. Not too much. Yeah, not too much. Nah. Don't do it like how Brown Sugar do it now. But,
right,
you know.
Now, Brown Sugar, you're right about this. I got a shorty out here that turned me on to like the eyebrows, you know, kind of you know, maintaining them, and huge difference, because I had not the unibrow, I didn't have, you know, that much going on, but
you ain't gonna start
acting on the song. Yeah, but I had about. but I had almost double of my eyebrows now, and it sounded bad, but okay, it wasn't that bad. It was just not groomed, you know what I mean? So
right.
I kind of taped it up, and I got a little arc going, and you can see in my picture that I have on under my name that I'm kind of tapering it now, and yo, it looks so much better. It, you know, the pictures come out so that much flyer, you know what I mean?
And cleaner. You know, don't you look cleaner? Like your face looks cleaner. Yeah.
That suave look. That's all. Yeah.
But that's a big mistake women make, too. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've done a photo shoot where the model walks in, her eyebrows are so messed up that it really ruins the picture. Because sometimes I can't fix that. I can draw them on only so much, you know, or fix them only so much. But if they're tweezed, you know, people will tweeze them in the wrong places. And it's just, it's really worth it to have somebody professional do your eyebrows. And then you can keep it up after that if you don't want to continue to pay to have somebody do them. But eyebrows are really important and for men. And I'm so happy that you called, because you asked all the right questions that guys need to be aware of.
We certainly appreciate you calling in tonight and supporting KC and showing Brown Sugar Radio some love. So that's what's up.
Yeah,
all right.
KC, you got another question.
All right, make it quick
because
I got another caller. Go ahead, Six.
All right. Okay, my bad. All right, just because I got you on the line right here. All right. I dyed my hair. I have long hair down the middle of my back, right?
Ooh.
And it's blonde, because I dyed it blonde, but it's kind of multiple
like
tones.
Like Fabio.
Yeah, I'm like a body called Fabio, you know what I mean?
Fabio. Oh, Lord, help him. He got the Fabio sexy long ponytail done. That is blonde. I ain't mad at you, Six. Do your thing.
You know, so
you got the body like Fabio, too?
Yo, hell yeah. You got I hook you up with the link. I'll hook you up with the link. I'll show you that. The head's a little kind of two-toned and, you know, the blindness. So I'm trying to down-tone it, but it has multiple tones because she kind of did too much work on my hair when she dyed it a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to fix it before the photo shoot. My natural hair color is medium, like chocolate brown. I'm thinking, should I go back dark since that's my natural hair color, or should
But if you want to stay blonde, don't go back dark because it'll really ruin your hair if you try to go back blonde again. If your hair can't take another process before the photo shoot, you know, to get it all one color, then you can get a toner and tone. It'll tone. Is it kind of brassy or yellowy?
Not anymore. It toned down a lot because washing it a lot.
If you use a toner, if you put a toner through your hair, go to the beauty supply if you don't want to have somebody do it. And just ask the person there for a toner for your hair, and it'll tone the colors and kind of like take the edge off of it.
Okay.
All right.
And not only that, but maybe for your photo shoot, if your hair doesn't look just right, black and white always works. Black and white always looks really good.
Okay. All right, Six. Well, you know I love you, baby, but I got to keep it moving, so.
All right,
do that Fabio thing. Send me some pictures.
All right. Yeah,
bye.
We'll
keep it sexy. All right.
Yeah.
Real quick, I need to give a shout-out. You know what? The men are coming through this evening. We got Flyboy Radio in the house. Then we got guests. Oh, Lord, I can't. The chat box keep moving. Guest number. I lost them. Anyway, the remix. Then we got guest 4271. You know, I believe what's happening, because they're not chatting. Y'all join us. Welcome, come on, you're welcome to join us in the chat box. When you type and you are active, you remain active, but as soon as you stop typing, then it doesn't show you in my chat box, and I can't give you a shout-out. But we do have several men that are in the house this evening, so I guess it's men that want to look good, too. They want to get their sexy back, huh? All right, 870, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What up, y'all?
Hello.
It's PB. PB, Casey is my graphics designer. He's the one who designed that beautiful flyer.
I loved it. I looked so much better than I love that. I want to blow this up and put it up. I love it.
Wait a minute, y'all. Y'all know I can't let this slide. I'm still tripping off old dude haircut. I'm tripping, y'all. I'm tripping off the cut.
Fabio? You talking about Fabio that just left the line?
Yes.
Yeah, the cut guy.
Oh, Lord, that's funny. Too funny. Welcome, guests 4451 and 4452, the Brown Sugar Radio. I see you coming through. PB, you got a question for Casey.
Yeah, I wanted to definitely call in and ask Casey about, because I know you're a makeup artist, so I know you go on a lot of photo shoots.
Yes.
So one of my questions I have for you, like, you know how they have the Beyoncé's and the other artists that are endorsing these products?
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, do you, from your experience, do you think that the celebrities actually wear that product that they are endorsing? Don't put them on blast.
Probably not. But you know what? Maybe I know that when I've worked for different companies, I've gotten a lot of their products. They're very, very, like L'Oreal's extremely generous with giving their artists and people that work with them product. So if she's, I know Beyonce's with L'Oreal and who else? Penelope Cruz and Scarlett Johansson, I think, is with L'Oreal. And they have to at least try it, you know. If they're not wearing the mascara, they're just out of their minds. But I'm not really sure. I know I can't say if they do or not. I do know that they get a lot of free product, So more than likely, they probably do. But as far as you know, the drugstore brands don't photograph, so for photo shoots and stuff, they're more than likely not wearing it on their face for foundation and powders. They're probably wearing something else.
Okay.
I'm never going to be hired again after saying that, I'm sure. I'm sure this is the end of me.
Oh, you are too cute. All right, TV, did you have another question for Casey?
Oh, no, that's it, that's it.
Oh, we're going to have a super fun this evening. I'll tell you, I want to welcome you all to call in. And like I said, with PB, he certainly knows about that Photoshop with him being a graphics designer. You feel me? He knows all the tricks of the trade.
He made me pretty.
Okay. You're too cute. Oh, wow. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break at this time. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Honey, we need to hurry. I'm going to go pull the car around.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined D's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that
Yeah. Those jeans.
Oh my.
I told Lisa about Dee's Life a month ago, and she had to get last minute alterations on her wedding gown. Her maid of honor had weight loss surgery last year, and she uses Dee's Lifestyle to exercise, eat healthy, and keep the weight off.
Really?
And it really worked. Now all of my girlfriends want to know about Dee's Life.
How about we come home after the ceremony and you change into those jeans before the reception?
You're crazy.
Join now and get 50% off D's Life Detox Program. Call 888-225-1929 or log on to www.dslifenow.com.
All right, and we are back. Thank you for rejoining us. And we have celebrity makeup artist Casey in the house tonight, and she's giving us some excellent tips on beauty and skincare, and we are totally doing it up tonight on Brown Sugar Radio. And so I want to go ahead and ask a few questions because I see the time is winding up. And for those of you who want to get your questions in, you can direct it in the chat room, okay? And if you're too shy to call in, we have a few minutes remaining on the show. Now, who is your favorite celebrity that you worked on, Casey?
Favorite as in attitude or favorite as in face?
You know what? That's funny you mentioned that, because I have another question I was going to ask, and you can actually answer on those. Who, like, when you're working with celebrities, you know, are most of them pretty humble and down to earth, or are they rude and arrogant? You know what I mean? It just
No, I find that the ones who are really trying to be somebody, they're rude. The ones who really are somebody are very nice. I had an issue with a person or two, just because. I mean, I've got a lot of attitude, and I have to keep myself in check a lot. But, you know, they're just – sometimes people are just – they're just flat-out rude. They're very full of themselves. But for the most part, everyone that I work with has been really nice. I've had people warn me about certain people that I've worked on saying, oh, you know, you can't talk to this person. They won't speak to you. You just have to be really quiet. And, you know, that person ended up talking my ear off the entire time and being so nice. So for the most part, I show up, I'm quiet, which is a stretch for me because I'm never quiet. But I'm quiet.
You're like, I love to talk.
I wait for them to talk to me, and I just feel it out, you know. But for the most part, it's the bigger stars are usually really nice. Really nice.
Aww. See, okay, and then you hit the nail on the head right there when you just said the ones that are trying to be something are the ones that are snobby, and the ones that are already there are the humble ones.
Yeah, the ones that are already there, for some reason, I don't know, I find that maybe they're so used to being in that situation, you know, to being the center of attention or having, you know, being pampered or having all the attention on them, that they're just used to it. It's part of their daily life, and they don't think anything of it. They don't think more of themselves because of it. It's just what how their life is. You know, it's just how their life is, and so they act normal about it. It's the people who are trying to be somebody or want you to think they're somebody. They're not used to the attention, so when they get it, they take it and run with it. That's, I think, how I would explain it. I've had, you know, girls who are like small-time models who basically have only had their pictures on MySpace, and they like to sit and talk down and, you know, talk about the other girls in the room and talk about, you know, get up in the middle of having their makeup done, answer their cell phone. I've had to tell them to put their phones away. I'm like, I'm not going to work on you anymore if you're going to keep text messaging, you know. Just they don't respect people.
Talk about a girl. Preach on, girl.
It's usually the smaller ones. It's usually the smaller ones. Or you're not using that brush on my hair. I'm like, yeah, I really am.
We got another caller on the line here. 870, you on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
Yo, what's good? What's good? This is Flyboy Radio. This is your boy G5.
Hey, Flyboy. Look at all these men calling.
I know.
Is this a makeup? What's going on, Flyboy?
nothing much. I'm feeling your show. Actually, I love your show. It's great. It's a great show. I wish my show could be live like this. It was great. But I got a quick question. The question is, okay, why do women draw their eyebrows on instead of getting them arched? I'm saying, is that better or something?
I draw mine on. Oh, no, I am that girl. why do they draw them on?
Do it
instead of
a Flyboy. Look at this.
As opposed to, what do you mean? Drawing them on as opposed to just letting them be natural?
Right. Because sometimes somebody can draw them on and they always look surprised, and that's just not good. I don't understand that.
Well, yeah, that's probably because they don't draw them on correct. I've seen really hideous brows. But, well, a lot of times they just don't grow that way. A lot of people have low arches or they don't have any arch at all, so they tweeze them out and then draw them on where they think they should go. That's why I say go and have someone professional do them and then copy it. Or women could go and get those stencil kits where that's actually where I really, because I was having a hard time when I first learned. I was having a hard time doing people's brows, and I got the little stencil kit, and I started practicing, and all of a sudden it just came to me, the shape and the placement, it came to me. But there's an actual way of measuring how far in and how long your brows should be and how high up they should arch. There's an actual science to it, and a lot of women haven't learned that science. But, you know, whenever I go to get my hair done, I'm like, don't wash off my brows. Don't wash them. Don't rub the brows because they'll disappear.
Okay.
I had them tattooed on, so now they...
Then they're going to say, what's wrong with the model? Is she sick? No, she ain't got no eyebrows.
See, that's what's so funny is girls always do their makeup. Girls do their makeup and think they look so good, and guys like you are going, what in the hell have you done? And you're the ones that we're really ultimately trying to impress, so I guess we shouldn't try so hard.
Oh, wow. That's too funny. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Flyboy. And so I'm on Sugar Radio, some love.
All right, thank you.
Oh, wow. All right. Oh, it's been a fun-filled evening, most definitely. And, you know, I just, I'm having fun with you, girl.
Oh, I've had a great time.
These men coming through
for a
fourth. I'll tell you what. Well, what I'd like to do is most definitely have you shout out your contact information where the viewers, like I'm on TV, hot mess, the listeners. Hey, I tried to do an Oprah, girl. You hear that?
I know, huh?
Where the listeners, let me get it right, can, you know, certainly contact you at Casey. Shout out to her. Web address.
My webpage is, if you're on MySpace, I don't even know what my URL is on MySpace, but I'm listed, if you search under Cassie Cole Makeup Artist, that's my MySpace. Otherwise, my website is www.cassiecole.com, that's CASSIECOLE.com, and my email address is on there. So if you have any questions that you didn't get to ask me tonight, or if you want to know how to shape your eyebrows correctly, or anything else, I'll answer your questions gladly, because I think everyone needs to be pretty.
Absolutely, absolutely. And real quick, we got sidetracked. Who you never really answered? Who was your favorite celebrity that you?
I can't pick favorites.
So many,
I can't pick favorites. It would probably be one of the male celebrities I've worked with, just because they're easy and they're always polite.
Yeah, and that's the thing I was going to say, especially the men are probably easier, you know. They seem like they wouldn't be as picky.
No, they're not as picky, and they're not used to being pampered. So I always wash their face in the beginning, and then I stay to the very end, and I wash everything off. And they're not used to having, like, a full, like, face. You know, they're not used to being pampered. I've gotten lots of presents from guys who just, you know, they're just thankful.
Girl,
they're not hitting on me.
Up.
They're just thankful. Wow. I have one guy who brought me a very, very nice bottle of very expensive perfume once, and I was like, oh, God, he's hitting on me. And it just turns out he's like, I've never had anyone make me feel like a bigger star. And it's just because I took time and cleaned his face, you know. And, like, that all comes back around to the whole professionalism thing that I was talking about. It really pays in any job, I think, to act a professional and to really play the part. You can be an idiot when you get home, because I sure am.
Okay.
But on a job, I try to be mature.
Keep it tight, y'all. That's what she's telling you, have your A-game together. Well, most definitely, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this evening. Yes, a girl just learned a lot, and matter of fact, Casey was the one that taught me the red lipstick trick on our previous interview. She was saying how red lipstick makes your teeth look brighter, and you were also giving me some other tips in regards to just like the eye trick. Can you tell them real quick about the under-the-eye circles? You had mentioned to me how to eliminate that in the last show that we did.
Like tapping in the direction of... towards your nose? Is that what I was talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know.
You got so many tips, girl.
Yeah, if you use your ring finger, because that's your weakest finger, and you just tap, like when you apply your eye cream, because I know everybody out there listening uses eye cream, including the men. If you tap in the direction, like towards your nose, your tear ducts, toxins clean out of your tear ducts. And like when you cry or when, you know, that's why when you're hungover, or when you haven't been getting sleep, or when you're stressed out, or when you've been eating bad or treating yourself not so well, you get the dark circles. If you tap towards your nose when you apply things, you help move the toxins out to the tear ducts. And also for people with darker complexions, anything in a peach color, a peach or an orange, that's a perfect concealer color for you. And when I do I say ethnic makeup because I am so white, but when I do anyone with darker skin, I always like to get rid of dark circles under the eyes. After I've done the foundation and the powder and all that, I'll take like a peach colored eyeshadow with no sparkle, just a totally matte eyeshadow, no sparkle, no nothing, just a light peach, and I'll dust it on where those under eye circles are, and they like usually magically completely disappear.
Wow.
And that's a trick that I learned from Samuel Jackson's personal makeup artist.
There you go. There you go. And so, like I said, you guys, Casey's just full of information and tips. You guys definitely want to check her out at her MySpace page. I don't want to let you go, but I have to do my show announcements and my celebrity hotspots.
Okay. Well, you know where to find me if you want me back.
Yes, girl, definitely. I'm going to have you back. I don't know. Maybe we'll do like an Easter makeover or something. I'm trying to think Valentine's Day. We're going to think of something, girl.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. Well, you have a blessed evening, and thank you for being a guest on Brown Sugar Radio.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Casey. All right. And for my listeners that are spoiled rotten, y'all know what time it is. It is celebrity hot spot gossip time. You know what it is.
Move for life.
Right. Welcome to the Celebrity Hot Spot. I'm your host, Steve Smooth. That's right, Smooth for Life. That's right. I'm going to be letting y'all know what's going on out there in the music and celebrity industry out there. So, first of all, I'm going to start off by talking about Puff Daddy. Or P. Diddy. Or Diddy Doo-Wop. If y'all ain't heard, well, he's changing his name again, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. P. Puff Diddy Daddy. He's changing his name once again. His new name is Sean Jett. That's right. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. He changed his name to Sean John. So, you know, since 1988, he's been changing his name. So, I mean, he's a grown man. He's making millions of dollars. He can do what he want to do. But I just thought I'd let y'all know about that. Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, is changing his name to Sean John once again. And I think he deserves a royal flush for that shit. Though Neo's R. Kelly lawsuit was juicy, you're not going to believe what I'm hearing right now. Word is around Neo's camp is that he's suing Beyonce over royalties for her hit single, Irreplaceable. For those of you who do not know, Neo did write the song Irreplaceable. So, I feel like he's going to be running to the bank real soon from R. Kelly and Beyonce. That's right. Apparently, from an insider, there was a deal made between Beyonce and Neo's camp. He was not going to charge for this record, but in exchange for him writing the record for her, she was going to get on his next album. So, apparently she didn't get on his next album. His album is out. We don't hear her on that album, so something wrong there. And I think they deserve a flush for that shit.
In other news, rapper Lil Wayne was apparently busted smuggling marijuana and cocaine into Mexico. Say what? Lil Wayne don't do no drugs. I know Weezy Elf Baby. Yes, Weezy Elf Baby was arrested for trying to smuggle drugs into Mexico. It is true. The DEA said that rapper Lil Wayne had 29 grams of cocaine and a whole lot of ecstasy in his possession. And two other members of Lil Wayne's party was arrested for 100 and some grams of marijuana. Now, first of all, Lil Weezy, F Baby. Now, if your bus got flagged down and pulled over for routine, any kind of stop, you know you're targeted, why don't you just give it to your guys, man? Let them take the rap for you, man. You're too big for that, buddy. I guess money don't buy brains, huh? And for that, I think you deserve the raw flush for that shit. And last but not least, what's going on with all these hip-hop rappers out there? They're getting dropped from the record labels and all of that. Come on now, can't y'all go platinum? Can't you go plastic? Well, word from Def Jam at that. If that boy Nas does not change the title of his album from the N-word, he's going to be released next. Now, it went from, you know the end. Everybody, ain't nobody literally know what the N stands for. So, record label saying that, all the retail record store saying if he does not change the title of their album, they're not going to stock it, they're not going to pre-order the album. So, you know what that means. He didn't even go gold on the last album, so, you know. He better change it if he want to feed the family. You know what I'm talking about? So, for that, nah, you deserve the royal flush for that shit. And that's not it. Atlantic Records has just released a statement saying that they're dropping Lil Kim. Atlantic Records also dropped Lil Kim. So, Lil Kim looks like she's going to be doing independent things. She's still gonna drop her album this spring. So, you know, I guess you'll be seeing Lil Kim in the hood riding around, you know what I'm talking about? If you wanna buy a CD, you know what I'm saying? Why don't y'all go on and get with Lil Kim and buy that thing from her? Support the girl. You know she was locked up for a year. You know we got support. We got your back, baby. And that's the Celebrity Hot Spot this week. Right here on Brown Sugar Radio. This is for Steve Moon. I'm saying, I'm out.
Move for life. Yeah.
All right, and that was our Celebrity Hotspot, and I just want to say that I appreciate each and every one of you joining us this evening. And real quick, I'm just going to go over the show announcement because it's getting late. We started late, had a few technical difficulties, and we're going to just go ahead and keep it rolling. I just want to say thank you so much. We got about 4 or 5 minutes remaining on the show, and I want to keep you posted on what's happening on Brown Sugar Radio this week. Now, many of you know that tomorrow night we have Felicia Hill, who is also a top runway model who has toured all over the U.S. as well as in Paris. Y'all want to come and learn about fashion? Tonight we did beauty. Tomorrow is going to be all about fashion. Oh, wow. What is going on with my music? Okay. Anyway, we're going to keep it rolling. So tomorrow's going to be all about fashion, which is going to be really exciting because we have a great event ahead of us, and Felicia Hill believes that it makes no sense not to look good. And so you definitely want to keep it locked tomorrow, same time, same place, 7 p.m. is where we're going to make it happen at. And so this switchboard is cutting up tonight. Then also on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have the hip-hop diva Trina, who's going to be in the house. She's been rescheduled. Many of you know that Trina was supposed to join us last week, and due to schedule conflicts, we're going to go ahead and have her this Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You want to keep it locked so you can kind of see what's been going on with this hip-hop diva, where she's been over the last 2 years since her last album, and what she has planned next in the future. Most definitely. All right? Trina will be releasing her single again. And then on the 29th as well, we're going to do a double feature show, okay? So I want you to know, if you see two shows, don't think that you have double vision. Because, yes, your girl Brown Sugar is going to do a double feature show. What's going on, poor people? What's going on, 45, 43? I see you in the chat room there. We got Pulp Lizard gets 44.75. What's happening? I see you. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. The poor people, you're a regular. So what's going on with you? But anyway, Coach Dion is going to be featured after Trina's show that day on the 29th. And she's going to have vital information on her 21-day mind and body detox system. It's going to help you lose weight and keep it off. Coach Dion has lost over 100 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 6. Okay, she's been motivating and training for over 4 years and has helped many men and women obtain a healthy lifestyle. So y'all definitely want to tune into that show this Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, okay? Yes, Six, you're going to be calling all week. Yes, you are. Because I have this week is devoted. But I want to do shows that are empowering to my listeners, that are going to help to improve your life. And so today was beauty. Tomorrow will be fashion. Then we have a hip-hop diva, music, which will be Trina. And then also we have Coach Dion in the house. So just definitely I want to tell you all thank you so much for joining us. For those of you who have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can certainly contact me at my email, which is brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. And for those of you who have questions for Trina, which, yes, this is her hot new single playing in the background, single again, email them to me, okay? Because, you know, a lot of you may get phone shy or freeze up when you know that a celebrity comes in town, but definitely, or comes, you know, your way. Email me. Let me know what your question is, and I will ask Trina, if it's appropriate. Now, y'all know I ain't going to be asking her all that stuff y'all guys want to know. I know it's on y'all mind. No, I'm not going there. But, you know, y'all want to show us some love, send the question, let me know your name and where you're from, and I will certainly give it up and show some love and ask the hip-hop diva your question this Thursday. Also, to Brown Sugar Radio, I'm looking for a promo team. If you're interested in helping Brown Sugar Radio promote, you certainly can hit me up at my email once again at brownsugarradio sugarsuga@yahoo.com, and that's sugar, S-U-G-A. Put in there promo team. If you're interested in being a member of the team, let me know. Certainly all it is just blasting out emails to all your friends and family, putting the banners on your MySpace page, shooting out bulletins, spreading the word about Brown Sugar Radio, because we want to work hard in order to make this a great year for our team, PB and I, who's my co-host as well as my graphics designer. We want to make it happen this year. So at this time, I just want to say thank you so much. Oh, my MySpace. Yes, PB, you always remind me, right? But my MySpace is www.myspace.com/BrownSugarInVegas. So that's S-U-G-A. Brown Sugar in Vegas. All right. That's what's up. So we're going to go ahead and call it a wrap. Like I said, we're running a few minutes behind this evening, but I appreciate y'all toughing it out with us tonight. I hope that Casey has answered all of your beauty questions. If not, hit her up on her MySpace, which was Cassie Cole at myspace.com. And we're going to go ahead and close for this evening. Thank you so much for joining us on Brown Sugar Radio this evening. Y'all know to keep it locked, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.